over there, you know, everybody kind of look alike.
Right, exactly.
In a sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can kind of tell what families they belong to. And people have a real sense of that. And then they start revival right after that same week.
Okay.
So they still do basically the same.
So it's a sort of, they build up to a big,
Has there been any talk about starting a Methodist church here?
It's one in Alpharetta.
No, starting one here, though.
Well,
so you get all these disgruntled Methodists walking around who really want a Methodist church but won't start one?
Well, they probably would go to... Probably go to
Alpharetta
because they're getting ready to build a large one because they have really grown.
How far is Alpharetta from here, then?
He said
6 miles.
We're connected. At the city line, we're joined. So once you get out of Roswell, you're into Alpharetta.
Oh, so it's not far.
It's like 6 miles.
It seems like it's far away for some reason. I guess when you look on a map, because it's like here, and then they put, the dots on the opposite side, so it looks like it's far. But
so you know, you could go 2 miles and you'd be in Alpharetta, basically, on the line.
So there's not a need to have one here. So you could go to a Methodist church if you wanted.
Well, she was a Baptist. My dad was a Methodist.
I'm sorry. I thought you said it was the other way around. Okay. So how long has your husband been dead then?
Remember?
Eleven. Not that long.
Eleven.
I see. Okay.
11 years.
And then I forgot in terms of your residence then, you're not still living in that house, right? That you and your husband lived in?
Yes, you are.
What?
You are still living in the same house, okay.
Yeah.
That you and your husband lived in. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still.
All right.
And is that same house that you move into after you moved out of your brother and sister, with your brother and sister-in-law when you moved here? Is that the first house that you and your husband had together?
Yeah.
No, it's not?
No, because we lived up on that bank going down there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second house that you and your husband had here.
This is the second house.
Okay.
Okay.
So how long have you been in that house?
Oh, how old are you?
Not a fair question.
51 years. That's how long you've lived in that house. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you live there by yourself, or do you have other people with you then?
I was.
Who live in the house with you now?
Gail, you the only somebody to live with me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you must get visitors every day who come by and say, "Hi, Grandma. Hi, Great Grandma. Or hi, Mom. How are you doing?"
She told them that Sunday they could come by, but they didn't need to stay long. She was tired.
That parade Saturday, you know I was ready to lay down.
Is that a long parade?
What are you talking about? We sit there, I don't know how long before they moved. And it was just inching. I guess it took us an hour to get over in the road. Get up yonder to the corner of the town to go up the street, honey.
I don't care where you go, but you gotta get out of here.
And the folks had the little bit of children's out there. Some people said, a little bit of new babies out there. I mean, didn't have them wrapped and nothing. This had them. I know them babies was cold.